Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Hoop Ball Pelicans podcast. I am your host, Lyle Swithenbank. You can follow me on Twitter, at Lyle Swithenbank if you'd like to, LyleSwithenbank as in bank, and at Hoop Ball Pels, P-E-L-S is the show. If you'd like to go and follow the show and myself on Twitter, that'd be fantastic. Also, while I've got you, if you could go and rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening, that'd be fantastic. It helps the show out, keeps us growing. We're back. Season 21/22 is upon us. The Pelicans kicked off their night against the, their season, I guess, against a team that's in turmoil off the field, but managed to pull it all together, the Philadelphia 76ers. They visited the Smoothie King Center, and it was really a tale of two halves. And we're going to get into that today. We're going to have a chat about all of that and break it down. We'll also have a talk about the upcoming game, which by the time the people in the US are listening to this, it will be, game day, I guess. I'll wake up tomorrow morning and it will be game day, and we're going to take on the Bulls. So we did see them in the preseason, Lonzo Ball and co over at Chicago, so we'll go and take them on. And we'll preview that towards the end. Now, before we get into it, I'll do a little bit of housekeeping. Mybookie.ag, of course, good friends of the show, use the code HOOPBALL. And that'll give you a deposit match. There's a lot of free bets over there at the moment. I think, giving away free money. So go and have a look over there. Obviously, gamble responsibly. Don't don't overdo it. And don't chase your bets. If you have a bad day on the punt, there's no point spending more chasing it. Anyway, also, manscaped.com. They're on board again for this season. HoopBall20 will give you is the code at checkout, and that'll give you 20% off and free shipping. They have the Lawnmower 4.0. I remember when we were talking about the Lawnmower 2.0. That's how fast things change and evolve. So go and check that out, and if you want to get yourself a little free shipping and 20% off because we love a discount, go and check them out over at Manscaped. Tell them HoopBall sent you by using the code, and that obviously helps us grow as well, and we appreciate all of the support. One final thing, we have 8-9 days left in the Win a Pair of Shoes competition. We've got plenty of entries going in. Still a chance. You could spend, $5 if you want, less, and that'll give you an entry for every $5 that you spend. So $10 will give you two entries. I mean, you're laughing, really, aren't you? Go and check out my Twitter pinned tweet on my Twitter timeline or on my page. You'll see it right at the top. All you've got to do, retweet the post, like the post, head over to the link that's attached to it, feed the second line. Fantastic organization. We talked to Devin DeWolf, the director, a couple of weeks ago now, and we're doing really, really well, and hopefully we can help them out. They're doing some great stuff, helping feed the second line, essentially, looking after all the people that have been affected by COVID and more recently Hurricane Ida. Support the city that supports us, I guess. This is a little way to help out, and if you've got a few bucks, go and sling it their way. Do your good deed of the day and win yourself a pair of shoes. Make sure you send me a screenshot of your donation, and I'll put you in the draw. I think we'll be drawing it on the 31st of October. And I look forward to giving someone a pair of shoes. Obviously, if I can find the colour that you want in your country that you are, we'll sort that one out for you. So yeah. All right. Now, that was a little bit longer spiel at the beginning than I would normally like. We're going to get into brass tacks now. So, opening night, Smoothie King Center. Let me set the scene. We came in, starting lineup doesn't get announced until, half an hour before, thereabouts. Starting lineup of Devontae Graham, Nikhil Alexander-Walker. We had Brandon Ingram. We had Jonas Valanciunas. And the fourth starter was Josh Hart. I don't know why in all the conversations we didn't really talk about him too much. I think there was a talk of Trey Murphy, there was a talk of Najee Marshall, but I just didn't feel like he'd come up much, Josh Hart. And I liked it. Really good balance, I suppose, to the team, that defensive mindset that Josh brings in, the energy and hustle and with Devontae being a smaller guard as well, that means you could sort of put him on Tobias Harris and put that work into him as well. So while the guards actually chase the guards around, I guess, being Seth Curry and Maxi there as well. 12,000 people show up to the Smoothie King Center, 12,845 to be precise. Really good turnout. The crowd was pumping. I got to watch it on TV and really enjoyed seeing the Smoothie King Center full of the crowd and everyone getting into it and enjoying the atmosphere that New Orleans sports brings.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's probably where we then get into the game. And like I said, in the outset, we've got the it was a tale of two halves. It really was. So in the first quarter, we started slow as per. We ended up scoring 25 points in the first quarter. They scored 29. And, we held it close. It was one of those slow starts. Again, I think it got out to about 11-2 or something. And then we started hitting a few shots and getting our eye in. And, it really did start to change, which was nice to see. The effort was definitely there, though. The baskets just weren't falling. And I think that was really a theme of the night. And we'll talk about that when we get to the box score, as we do. Second quarter, we outscored them 28-24, and it was led really by Brandon Ingram, by Nikhil Alexander-Walker. He was fantastic on the night. Devontae Graham was really, really good on very low volume, and of course Brandon Ingram shouldered the load as well. Really important minutes and scoring from those guys, and I liked it. Unfortunately, the bench was getting pumped. It really was. We struggled to score when the bench brigade was on. Only at one point there was a difference of 5 points to 30 in bench scoring, and the 5 points had all come from Kyra Lewis. And you just can't have that. You can't have that at all. And it makes it really difficult to then continue to, fight against other opposing benches when they're just raining threes, and we'll talk about that in the second half, when you can't answer. It really was a turning point in the game. So going to the half, it's all square, and that's where it all sort of fell apart. We came out, and intensity was good for about 3 minutes in the third quarter, but we couldn't score, couldn't get the ball in, and there was an out-of-bounds play, and I think this really probably did turn the game a little bit. Nikhil inbounds it. Firkin Korkmaz sticks a big arm out, grabs it, runs in, gets a layup up the other end. Easy contested, uncontested layup, pardon me. And his eye was in from there. He then decided to drop three threes on us in a row, and Georges Niang chipped in, and they just went on an absolute blinder of a run. It was a 26-5 run, and we just could not keep up. They blew us out there, and we only scored 17 points in the whole quarter to their 28, and by then we were chasing our tails. They had us in the absolute crosshairs, and they weren't letting up. Last quarter, they finished strong, 36-27. Again, it was a bit of a blowout from then. We tried really hard, didn't really go on many runs. Got it back within, I think, about 10. But that was about as far as it got. And then it just kept growing, and it blew out towards the end. A bit of garbage time scoring from a few of the guys, but nothing of note. If we go to the team comparisons, 41% from the field for us to their 51. Three-pointers, they hit 13 of 25, 52%, to our 13 of 30. So actually, you know, for us, 43% from three and 13 threes, this was pretty impressive. We don't really hit that many. Obviously, a lot didn't come at, you know, Trey Murphy hit a couple at the end, but by then it was well beyond it. But being able to match them in three-pointers, I don't know how many games we did last year where we lost when we shot equal or more threes. So that was really good to see. Free throws, just had 9 attempts on the whole night to their 20. So we're going to get to this when we talk about Brandon Ingram, but 9 free throw attempts for the whole game. That's just ridiculous. You've got to get your whistles, ref. You've got to umpire the game, and it's got to go both ways. And that was something that was pretty obvious at times, that one end would get a delicious blocking foul and an and-one, and our end just seemed to not. We get manhandled. But anyway, rebounding battle was pretty close, 44-47. We out-assisted them, 28 on 39 made shots. So I don't mind that at all. That was good passing. They only had 24. What else do we have? Offensive rebounds were solid. Turnovers, 13-12. We did very well. But the points off turnovers, they had 18 and we only had 9, which, you know, it turns the game. It really, really does. And like we said, live ball turnovers. If you're going to have 12 turnovers and they only get 9 points from that, and they get 18 points from that, you know, you're laughing, whereas we get 9 off their 12, so they do better by being able to limit the amount of points they score. So yeah, disappointing, but there's something we're going to have to work on, is those live ball turnovers. There still are. I mean, 13 you can live with. It's not a bad number at all, particularly when they turn it over 12 times, but it's when, where, and how. If they're easy interceptions where they can run in and score and they're uncontested and the defense isn't set, well, that's where it makes it a bit more tough. But it is what it is, I guess. So, like I said, it was a tale of two halves. What I did like to see was the aggression from Jonas Valanciunas. It actually was his worst game as a professional when he shoots over 10 attempts. So he was 3 of 19 on the night, 15.8%. One of his made shots was actually a 3. He was really bad. And 9 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists and a block. And like, on paper that doesn't look too bad, but his easy layups that he just makes, his bread and butter, they just weren't falling. And it really was the difference, I think. He was really good, but just unfortunate. It was just unfortunate rolls a lot of the time. And, you know, you're going to have nights like that. Unfortunately, it was against this team. And otherwise, I thought he was pretty good. And I want to see that aggression more. I want to see the ball go through him. He's a creator out of the post, as well as being able to spread the floor a little bit with a bit of a jump shot and working out the post and scoring. I don't mind it whatsoever. Another thing that happened with JV is that he signed his 2-year extension, another $30 million over 2 years, so about 15 and change each year. That was like 30.8 or something. And it was before he actually played a game. So there's a bit of controversy about that. We did that with Steven Adams last year. He hadn't played a game with Zion, and neither has JV. And whether or not it's a smart move extending him, well, I suppose hindsight's 20/20 when we get to the end of the season and look back whether or not JV can play with Zion, then we'll say, well, whether or not that was a good whether or not that was a good deal. I mean, it's a movable contract. People are always looking for quality centres. And if you've got that security of having him tied up for a couple of years, well, you know, if he doesn't work out, then he's still tradable and you don't lose the rights to him. So not a bad deal. They didn't overpay for him by any means. He's a double-double threat every night and one of the better offensive centres in the league. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm not going to... The jury's out. And I like him as a player. As to his fit, we'll wait and see. We'll see what happens when they adapt and put in Zion Williamson when he comes back. The other starters, Brandon Ingram, played 36 minutes. He had 25 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and a block. He was 12 of 26 on the night, 1 of 3 from 3, and 0 free throw attempts. He didn't get one single foul or shooting foul on 26 attempts, which I just think is just ridiculous because there was contact when he was dunking, when he was laying up. He was getting absolutely I even tweeted, he got manhandled out there. And, he actually, they interviewed him after the training today, or yesterday, before he, when they went up to Chicago, which is before they went out. And they asked him, you had those 26 field goal attempts, but there was no free throws. And he says, well, I'm bouncing off guys and finishing at the ring, and it makes me want to attack it harder and draw that contact, you know. And for a guy that had literally got belted all day, physically manhandled, to have that drive to then say, well, I'm just going to keep going harder until they make these calls. And that's what you have to do. And you like to see that. He really did lead from the front. He's our all-star, and I think he's going back to the mid-season game, exhibition game this year. I would be very surprised if he isn't there, because he was fantastic, and he looks stronger, he looks more aggressive, he was doing stuff on both ends. There was obviously some misrotations and the like, but that happens, happens to the best of us, and it was definitely worse offenders out there this game. But B.I. looked really, really good. And he even said spacing was better. We've got the shooters now with Devontae. JV can shoot it a little bit. Trey Murphy, obviously. Josh Hart can step out and shoot it. Having those guys that can shoot the ball a bit, and Nikhil as well, was someone he mentioned, you know, it spreads the floor. It gives him more room to operate, to get to his spot. It's not as congested. And yeah, it was good. I was happy with that. The other big contributor was Nikhil Alexander Walker, 34 minutes. He had 23 points, 5 rebounds, an assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 9 of 16 shooting, 4 of 8 from 3, and he looked aggressive. He looked confident. It was smooth. He was really playing some good basketball, and I was very impressed. And they interviewed him after the game, and he actually took... Oh, well, not credit, I suppose. He owned up, held himself accountable to the fact that Korkmaz, he was guarding him at the time where this Korkmaz went off, and he said, look, I went under on a few screens. I lost him a bit. I needed to be more vertical. I needed to be able to stay on him, and that's on me, and I've got to reflect and improve and watch that tape back. And, you know, very mature for a guy that's in his third year. You know, he owned his mistakes, and whether or not they're all his mistakes, it was a lot of guard-on-guard play that was just, you know, there was the switches that just were missed. And I'm sure they will just sort that out. Like, Willie Green still improving. He himself will see that stuff and know, well, hang on, guys, and he'll identify that with the in the film room and say, well, look, this is what we need to do. This is how we change, and this is how we improve. And honestly, it could be all doom and gloom. But there were so many positives in this game that a 10-minute lapse, okay, well, we've seen this story before, but the guys look crap, whereas this, they didn't look crap. They just couldn't get the ball in the hole. And hopefully against Chicago, that'll change. And they find that rhythm and find that range, and it mixes up a little bit. Devontae Graham was good with 18, 5 assists as well. He was very good at finding people and good at hitting shots. 4 of 6 from 3, hit a couple of free throws. And, very efficient. Looks like he'll be so good when Zion's there, because he's going to have so much room to operate. So is Nikhil. And that's the thing, is that once Zion's in there, this team is built now to have that gravitational force in the middle. It he pulls defenders in because he's so strong and so dangerous that these shooters are just going to feast. They're absolutely going to feast. One down spark, oh, down buzz, I guess. I don't know what the phrase is. Josh Hart injured. He hurt his knee. They're saying that it's a, it looked like a knee anyway, but it was actually a quad tendinosis. So he's questionable for tonight. I don't think he'll play. He'll probably have a couple of days off. But it was disappointing because it sort of lost the rhythm a little bit, threw the rotations out, and yeah, it was a little bit strange. One of the other, I suppose, downsides was the bench. Obviously, they couldn't score very well. Kyra had 5, 4 rebounds and 5 assists, which you love to see. Najee had 2 points right at the end. Otherwise, a Najee, sort of a down game for Najee a bit, and he came into the game a bit later than I probably would have liked. He is a spark plug energy player, and we needed that, and he just wasn't there. Instead, we opted for Garrett Temple, who did absolutely nothing, and Satoransky, who was just dog shit. So I don't usually like to, I don't like to swear in here at all, but he was bad, and I don't think he warrants getting any minutes. I think Garrett Temple is spot minute garbage time stuff. I think he's fantastic leader of this team, but I don't think it needs to be on the court. I think we've got to get more minutes into Najee, more into Trey Murphy. I wish Trey Young. Trey Murphy. And yeah, I mean, we don't need to. And maybe Herb Jones as well gets a bit more of a look. I don't know. But that needs to be worked out because there's some guys, if they're not going to contribute, yeah, why are you out there? But anyway, I'm not negative about it at all. Not half. So that was that. Really, I mean, the key takeaways of this game was B.I. was really good. He's the leader of this team. Nikhil looks like a perfect Robin to this Batman, especially until Zion comes back and then they work out. We need to balance the bench up. There needs to be this scoring. Whether Jax gets more involved, he was average in 18 minutes. He got 2 dunks right at the end. But he struggled against big Embiid and also Andre Drummond, who for some unknown reason decided to defend for the first time in his whole career. Pulled in 17 rebounds, in fact, and broke up a whole heap of lobs that Jax usually feasts on. And, you know, you don't see that from Andre Drummond. But you also don't have many teams that have a backup center that has been an all-star that is built like a brick shit house and it can do that sort of damage on the rebounding, on the glass and on the defensive and offensive end. So I just don't think it was a good matchup for Jax. And he struggled, but he cared. Because when he was dragged, he ripped his jersey and he was ropeable about coming off. And I want to see that. I want to see the fire. I want him to be better and I want him to be determined to be better. If he's getting beaten by guys like this that people are saying are washed, like Drummond, who was an all-star and now backs up the guy that hates him in Embiid, you know, get better so that you can beat him. So that next time, it's them walking off frustrated. And I think he's got it in him. Yeah, it was one of those games. And they had a lot of scorers. Maxey with 20. Tobias Harris had 20. Embiid had 22. Korkmaz had 22. And Niang had 11 as well. And you couldn't stop them. They were really good. And they got downhill and they got their threes firing. And once they were on, they were on. And some days they're just going to be on and you can't do much about it. And it's going to come in a spurt that slaps you in the head and you don't know how to react. The way that you need to bounce back from these things is that you get knocked down, you get back up and fight and bounce back. And hopefully we can do that. And I think if we get some more scoring from the bench, well, it'll even us up a little bit. And whether that means staggering JV and Brandon until Zion comes back and that happens again, or Nikhil goes to the bench, or Devontae goes to the bench, I don't know. But some sort of scoring punch that'll keep us going. Or perhaps the bench will just start scoring. I don't see why that can't happen either. Now, I just want to touch on the Chicago game before we wrap up. We play them today, tomorrow for me, but today for you. And it really is one of those games that we're going to have to keep an eye on as to chasing guys off the three-point line. They've got Zach LaVine. He's a very good player. Nikola Vucevic. Lonzo Ball, you know, he was here last year. We know what he can do. We know what, what they did to us in the preseason. And DeMar DeRozan as well. So the thing is, there's only one Ball. And whether or not they manage to work out who the alpha is and who wants to take those shots, looks, it's always going to be Zach LaVine's team. But there's a few other guys that have been all-stars that, you know, they're going to want to get their shots as well. I think Valanciunas has a much better match up against Vucevic. I think they play really well against one another. They would have played throughout the journey in Europe and the like. And I think it is a better match up. And when you get to the bench, they don't have a backup center. I think it's like Tony Douglas or someone. JV's not going to sit around and let Tony Douglas put in work. He's going to give him an absolute touch up. So him and Jax, I think they'll feast, which will be great. Brandon Ingram, if they can get him the ball, you know, he's going to be fine. The effort on both ends is going to need to be there. Nikhil, same thing. We can match these guys. We can absolutely match these guys. They struggle. Their bench is pretty shallow as well. I mean, they've got guys like Caruso, who it's about as deep as we are with that with the six-man role, and he's pretty handy. But again, if our guys go at him, you know, guys like Najee, guys like Jax, if Josh Hart's there, he probably won't be, but any of those other guys that come off the bench, Kyra, you just got to go point for point with them. You just got to match them. You don't need to beat them off the bench. You just got to match them. And I think we'll be okay. They played Detroit in game one, and they defeated them because they have no Cade Cunningham at the moment. It was 94-88, so not a high-scoring affair, but Zach LaVine had 34, apparently, which is not too bad for Zach. It'll be about containing him. You can't stop him because he is a freak, really, really good player, but just match him, try to limit him, make it difficult for him, and chase him around all day. We know what these guys can do if you let them live at the three-point line. Chase them off that and back in your defense. But I think it'll be okay. I'm looking forward to it. I'm optimistic. And again, this team's built to have Zion. He's not far away, hopefully, and he'll come in and slot in, and the team will change even again. The bench will be deeper because someone will have to slide back there, and we'll see what happens. So enjoy the game. I'll be up. I'll probably be live tweeting it. I'll be up tomorrow morning to watch it. And I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be really good. If you're going to the game and you're in Chicago, well, enjoy. Otherwise, enjoy watching it on your Friday night. And I'll leave you with that. Remember, go and get some shoes if you want to do that. Go and check my Twitter out. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with that. I am Lyle Swithenbank. This is the Hoop Ball Pelicans podcast, a hoop-ball.com presentation. Go Pels. I will speak to you thereafter. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.